Joe Blandisi has joined us on the post-game show. Joe, it's Matt and Sherry upstairs. Thanks very much for joining us, and congratulations on that first National Hockey League goal. Is it everything you thought it would be?
Yeah, thank you. I mean, definitely a dream come true. I'm really excited, and it makes it even better to do it at home.
And to get a win as well. You had a couple of close chances in the games that since you've been up. Did you think at any point, yeah, that one's going to go in, or were you just getting frustrated? What were you thinking?
I was getting frustrated at first, but I decided to change my game plan and just try not to worry about it at all, and came in off my stick there. Couldn't really miss that one. The net was wide open. Flemmer made a great play, so it's definitely good to get that one out of the way and get a win tonight for sure.
This game, this start, was odd in so many ways. Neither team has a shot on goal until Adam Henrique has the first of the game at 6:26. And then 8 seconds later, there's a power play, and shortly thereafter, you guys score. What was it like out on the ice, waiting so long for things to happen? And then once the goal is scored, the floodgates open. You put four more on the board.
I think we all felt that it was a little bit of a slow start, but I think once we got that first one, the momentum really picked up, and it definitely showed our character. We built off it, and they couldn't handle it at first until the intermission. So I think it's pretty good the way we came out the gate. We know they're a run-and-gun team, so we tried to shut them down at first, and then we took over.
You came up for a little stretch, then got sent back down to Albany and came back up again now and looked like a different player or a player that was more confident. What did you learn from the first stretch about having to what you had to do to stick in the NHL?
I mean, the first time around, there's obviously lots of nerves, and I was pretty afraid to make a mistake. And I think this time around, the coaches pulled me in the room, and they're like, we kind of noticed that you didn't play your game last time, and we want you to play more of it. Be confident out there. Don't be worried about making a mistake. We're not going to get you in trouble for being yourself and being the player that you are. That's why you're here. So I really just try to be confident out there and just treat it like any other hockey game. Don't look at the players I'm playing against, and I think it's been working out for me.
Well, so far so good, no question. In the second go-round, you also picked up two assists tonight. Coaches also talked about the fact that you got to play with a little bit of an edge. Is that something you've always had and just needed to show on the professional level? Is it something you've kind of worked on?
I mean, I think I build my game off that. If I can get myself engaged early and with a little chip on my shoulder and I guess get some people upset with me, makes me play better and it fuels my fire. So I think I just try and get in there in the scrums and stick up for teammates when I can, and I'm not afraid to go to the box every once in a while.
Well, certainly anybody that's called the magic bullet, you know that he's got to have some confidence in himself and in his game. But what about the power play, Joe? Because it had been 0-for-19 coming into tonight, and your goal was a power play and ended that drought. What had you guys been talking about since the Calgary game to get the power play back on track?
Yeah, I mean, there's been lots of video going on, and we kind of were in the doghouse a little bit this morning. We had a long power play meeting, and yesterday I couldn't believe it. I had video for an hour on the power play. So
wow, an hour?
Yeah, an hour. I came to the rink at 9, practice at 11, and I was in there till 10:20, and so it was pretty long, but I think it definitely paid off tonight. I learned a few new things, and it's good to get some new bodies back on the power play too, and Joe.
Sherry told that story about the magic bullet, how your friend has a Twitter handle, or his nickname is the Blender, maybe both.
No, Joe's nickname is the Blender.
Oh, okay.
Blandisi Blender.
Got it. And so then the magic bullet, what's better Blender than the magic bullet? So so that's one story, which I butchered. So I'll let you tell the story. And I think most of the fans know, but there may be some who are unfamiliar, how it came about that the Devils were able to sign you as a free agent, originally drafted by Colorado. You ran into a little bit of a medical issue that was misdiagnosed. Before I butchered this story, why don't you tell us all about it?
My last year in the OHL, which was last year, I came off an illness, and I was down for 7 months. I didn't really know if I was going to play again. So, and Colorado knew that. They tried to get their doctors to see what was going on with me, and nobody could really find a solution. So I was pretty scared. I couldn't really walk in a line. I couldn't drive. My peripheral vision was shot. So I think in the summer before my last year in the OHL, I had to relearn pretty much everything, coordination. I did a lot of juggling, lots of balancing on one foot, which is really difficult for me. And when I was skating during the sickness, I couldn't get off the boards. I needed to hold on the boards to balance. So that was a tough summer for me, but I came back strong, and I retaught myself how to do everything. And I've always been one to try and prove people wrong. So I came into my overage year in the OHL with a lot of confidence and a lot of opportunity from the coaching staff there, and I just tried to run with it. And then halfway through the year, I guess we made an agreement with New Jersey, and ever since then I've been truly happy to be here.
Well, how scared were you during that you not only your hockey career might be in doubt, but that the way your life was endangered with this disease?
Yeah, I mean, like, I was trying my best not to worry about it. Just I was sleeping all the time. I was always tired and stuff like that. But I think it really hit me when my mom, I walked in on her. She would never show me she was upset, but one day she was crying and she just gave me a hug, and I was like, oh, like this is obviously serious. And she told me my coach called her and he was scared for me, and that's what got her upset, I guess. So I think that's when it really hit me that I'm really not okay. But I think I have a lot of willpower, and I was willing to do anything to get better. The doctors told me this virus just had to run its course and I could play again, so I was just waiting for that moment. It took long. It was a long 7 months, very painful, but my family and friends helped me get through it, so I'm glad that it happened to me. Everything happens for a reason, and I'm happy to be here.
Well, it's quite a tale, and you have overcome it. No ill effects? It's all behind you?
Yeah, no, I feel good now. I think the year milestone is a pretty big thing for me. I was just waiting to... since it's been here for a year, and I've been good for almost 2 years now, so it's definitely a good feeling to be healthy again, and I don't think there's anything that's going to get me back to that sickness.
All right, Joe, thank you very much for your time and sharing that story. Congratulations on the first goal, and we'll see you when the team heads to Winnipeg.
Thanks for having me, guys.